Blog Talk Radio.
Something you said that made happiness flow away. Они стают так молодцу. Elders must love them, for elders have tried. They hadn't succeeded because they were blinded, blinded by greed. I give the youth my never chance, so we will advance. It's time to take technology. There's no apology, yeah. If the youth that knows the truth, elders don't fight them. Man, if the youth that knows the truth, elders must love them. What was hidden from the young and the old must reveal to the babes and suckling. It's the youth who know the truth, yeah. Don't feed them war and hate. Teach them love.
Take it over, them couldn't make it over, couldn't stretch it over, that one and him, so them couldn't cross the bridge, through the dirty life, when none for them a live, Rastafari is the ultimate, give and forgive, and tell the girls to you, them righteousness, while them for the gas, I guess, think they could have get them out.
And then no one give him no bed. In my city can tell. And King Jesus on his train.
Love God.
He was mashing the whip on Friday evening.
It got up.
Just because he was so conniving.
Love.
Took a life with his big black neck. And caused him to be under the prison lock. He said, the I think I'm a jail. Never get no bail. In my city can tell. And King Jesus on his trail.
Oh.
Now he's tried by a judge of pension. Who gave him a very, very long, long sentence.
And my shot color last night. Still you humble. You never utter a word. You never put up a fight. Lady, you know. No matter where we go, no matter where we do. You are my boo. Baby, you know. No one could ever take the place of you. My love is so true. I could have never done it back. And every girl I wrote me say, I'm a one. Crazy on the days without you close to my heart. Hold you in my arms, set up and dance. Alarm is just a friend's side mission, baby. No, 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 one. How can I tell her I know where she's from farm? Baby, don't add your only love, keep calm. This is a good thing that we've got going on. Hear me out! No, I know you saw the lipstick stain on my shirt collar last night.
Oh!
But you never had you. Baby, no, you never put up a fight. Lady, you know, no matter where we go, no matter where we do, you are my boo. And baby, you should know, no one could ever take the place of you. This love is so true. That relationship I'm the
killer. Let me now tell them all in the girls' spirit, man. Look what you see.
You a prima ballerina, them a the junior and the senior. You hear me sing a story, call a prince up in a the dinner. And now them want to come and meet you in a the dinner. You're no free.
Morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated the master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind. For a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run. He didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here. You got field Negroes in America. I'm a field Negro. Masters are the field Negroes. When they see this man's house on fire, you don't hear these little Negroes talking about our government is in trouble. They say the government is in trouble. Imagine a Negro, our government. I even heard one say our astronauts. They won't even let him near the plant. And our astronauts. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. That's a Negro that's out of his mind.
Just as the slave master in that day, you come, the house Negro, to keep the field Negro in check. The same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Tom's, 20th century Uncle Tom's, to keep you and me in check, keep us under control. Keep us passive and peaceful and nonviolent. That's Tom making you nonviolent. It's like when you go to the dentist and the man is going to take your tooth. You're going to fight him when he starts to. So they squirt some stuff in your jaw called Novocaine to make you think they're not doing anything to you. So you sit there and curse, you got all that Novocaine in your jaw, you suffer peacefully. There's nothing in our book, the Quran, as you call it, Quran, teaches us to suffer peacefully. Our religion teaches us to be intelligent, be peaceful, be courteous, obey the law, respect everyone. But if someone puts his hand on you, send him to the cemetery. That's a good religion. In fact, that's that old time religion. That's the one that Ma and Pa used to talk about. For an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, and a head for a head, and a life for a life. That's a good religion. And then anybody, no one, presents that kind of religion being taught but a wolf who intends to make you his meal. This is the way it is with the white man in America. He's a wolf, and you a sheep. Anytime a shepherd, a pastor, teach you and me not to run from the white man, and at the same time, teachers don't fight the white man, he's a traitor to you and me. Don't lay down our life all by itself. No. Preserve your life. It's the best thing you got. And if you got to give it up, let it be even Stephen.
Welcome to the Chef Rob Show. So Malcolm for you. Great, direct, to the point. Some shit we all should listen to before we leave the house. Know how to deal with motherfuckers out here. And they bullshit. If you're new here, I I'd like to let you know I don't pull punches. I don't do no baby talk. I ain't got no time for that. It's serious out here. We need to look out for one another, but we also need to protect ourselves and protect one another. We got to look out for them goddamn agents. These people falling up behind these imaginary characters. Fucking our heads up with that bullshit. Thing that was really blowing me away was I really think it's well past time that we have that debate whether this whole thing about religion is legitimate. People killing each other for these imaginary characters. These Muslim cats are going ahead and, according to the news, the media, Muslim cats are going here tearing up a whole lot of stuff, protection that they did, and you know, and it was said by a few people, Barack and a few other people. I agree with what it was, some of this, that, you know, people, how is that going to go ahead and put food on your table and run around here tearing up, burning up shit? How's that going to go ahead and protect your kids, protect you, your family, educate your kids, blah, 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 blah. But then again, got their mind all screwed up on the protection of this imaginary individuals. A friend of mine put it sort of like, well, he asked the question, what was the difference between Santa Claus and your Jesus? And he immediately started talking about the similarities. I mean, Santa Claus, he knows when you're awake. He knows when you're bad or good. God and Jesus know when you're good and bad. You know the rest. It's well past time we had that debate because also people run around here and want to kill you in the name of their religion. It's just another name for gangbanger, you ask me. None of that shit. None of it. Shit is destroying the mind, poisoning the mind. It's for black folks, it's self-hatred. There's no denying that that's some self-hatred because it got you loving those who want to oppress you. And that same book was used to enslave you, to justify slavery. It's also used as a tool, guidelines on how to go ahead and be a slave master. And it's a message for you to go ahead and to be a slave, to be obedient. There's a website called evilbible.com. I always refer to it. Get that. Go there. Look at it. evilbible.com, and it breaks down a lot of stuff, a lot of them verses and ridiculous shit of that nature. See, I got a caller here. Let's see what's happening. Oh, my. 773-265. Your line is open. State your name, where you're calling from. Oh, that's the wrong number.
And it's Alita Mora.
Who is that?
Alita Mora.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm good.
I'm good. You know, where you calling from? You from Chicago?
I'm from Fifth City.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so Jerome gave you the number?
Yep.
I'm glad you called in. I wish you had came to my chat room. I could have really go ahead and make my point. But you have a question or a comment?
No, not at this point.
Okay.
I want to check out that evilbible.com.
Yeah, you really need to. You really need to. Here's another book. Here's a book. It's called The Deceptions and Myths by Lloyd Graham. It was like once I started looking at, you know, the history of Africa and African people in general, I kept seeing the ties and how it interact with each other. Slavery, us, all the whole thing, religion. And a friend of mine was always handing me books. He handed me one book that one of the deceptions and myths of the Bible. And it goes ahead and breaks, pretty much breaks down the Bible verse by verse, line by line. And then there's the movie by Bill Maher, Religious, so shouldn't be too much any questions and doubts, but I just don't understand why people need something like that. And you can't just look within yourself. That's all it is. You trying to put yourself in that story. Makes no sense. It's making you love somebody who hates you. That's ridiculous. I can't do that.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by what?
Making somebody love you who hates you.
Well, look at all the, especially, you go here and fight somebody and say, well, Jesus is black, Jesus is white, Jesus is black, all that stuff. One thing I tell people, well, several things, but this one, if you ask a Latino man.
What do you think Jesus is?
Say that again?
What do you think he is?
Non-existent.
Really?
Exactly. It never exists. Ain't nobody ever walked the planet named Jesus. Well, nobody ever walked the planet named Jesus. If you look and you see that, hey, one thing, it's a lot of different factors that go ahead and play into this. Okay? So not just one thing. No, the letter J wasn't invented until about the 15th century. So what was it called prior to the 15th century?
So do you believe there's a God?
You didn't answer my question. Answer my question. What was Jesus called prior to the 15th century?
I don't know. I didn't read back then in that time. I don't know.
So if you say that again.
I don't know. I'm trying to see your point.
I'm going ahead and show you that the things I bring up. I go ahead and showing that, hey, look, the whole Bible thing is fake. It's just another thing of chopping at this tree and showing that there's no tree there. Okay? That's just another thing. That's my point. Everything I throw in is just going ahead and showing you, hey, this is not real.
So then how were we created?
You know, that's a hard question. You know, I don't know. But I can't accept that Bible story. That's something I just can't accept. That don't make no sense.
So then what should we believe in if we can't believe in the Bible and we can't believe in the Holy Spirit and God?
Wait. Let's deal with the beginning part of that, because you legitimize it by going ahead and bringing them other ones, them last ones in there. The beginning part, what should you believe in? Why can't you believe in yourself?
Oh, I believe
in your own abilities. Why can't you believe in yourself first? You got to have self-confidence first. Now, you're not bringing this stuff here to make you look sound like you hate yourself.
Now, hold on. I never said I didn't believe in myself, but obviously somebody
did. When you go ahead, this is how I see it. When you tell me that, hey, look, you believe in a God and this is created and all this other stuff and all this, you don't believe in yourself. What's going on with your own abilities?
Oh, hold on. I believe in myself, but obviously someone gave me life.
Well, you can't go ahead and say someone. You don't know. And this story has a lot of holes in it, so you just can't go with that story. It's my point.
Then why can you sit there and say that Jesus never walked this earth? Were you here back in A.D.?
Because I just told you there was no J prior to the 15th century. So that's going ahead, at least you go ahead and open up some more questions. And then you go ahead and you look at this thing here where you go ahead and say, well, it was Immaculate Conception. That makes no sense. Only person in history can do that.
Only
you read it. She was 14.
That makes me understand.
Blah, blah, blah. The whole thing has,
no.
It makes no
sense. Now that's a child speaking when you say blah, blah, blah. That's a child speaking.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Child.
Know the story. That's what I'm telling you. So you want me to go ahead and throw all that to you? I'll throw all that to you. Okay, let me throw it into you. Then you go there, you got his birth and his death. You don't know what happened in between. Correct?
Do you know what happened in between?
I asked you a question. We're not going to get anywhere if you don't go ahead and respond.
I'm answering your question with a question. Do you know what happened?
But that's not going to spin us in circles. That's not going to get us anywhere.
You know what that tells me? That there's something evil inside you to go and dictate the Bible.
Okay, listen. Answer my question. That's it.
Answer your question with a question.
Answer my question. Okay, so what did... Okay.
I wasn't born back then, so I can't...
Hold on now. Jesus was born, right? And Jesus died.
I don't know. You tell me. I wasn't there.
So why you believe the story then if you wasn't there? You listen to what somebody else told you?
Well, you're listening to what somebody else told you. Obviously, you came up with an assumption.
Oh, no. That's not. What I do, what I went on and did is trying to figure out why. Really, some stuff happened to me recently in my life. And the people that was carrying their Bibles, supposed to be so righteous, was out to get me and hurt me. And I got proof of that. So if they so righteous and they are with God and they so good, why would they have to go ahead and destroy me? It just go ahead right there at that point. I was already saying, hey, look, I don't believe the story, but keeping this stuff to myself. What they did was help me lose a lot of things that was going on in my life,
because
my income.
Were
so it gave
on
me
you.
Some.
That's probably why.
Hold on, let me make my point. It gave me some time to go ahead and research a little bit more of this stuff, and I definitely come to the conclusion that it's fake. And when I ask the question, you can't answer my question. You want to send me in circles.
Excuse me, ma'am. Where were you? You're just going out with somebody's assumptions.
No. If you're here to defend it, answer the question. Now, the question was what did Jesus do in between his birth and his death?
Well, I thought you knew everything, so why can't you answer that question?
Did I ever say I knew everything?
Well, you're saying that he was in existence.
This is one of the issues I have with Bible bangers. Because you're going to talk in circles, but you don't want to ask my direct question.
You're the one who's talking. You know what? Maybe I should make you the retard of the month for this evilbible.com.
I don't understand your point. Ma'am, I'm going to ask you one more time.
What are you going to ask me?
What did Jesus do, in between his death and
his
birth?
But who are you to say that there wasn't no Jesus?
Okay, ma'am. All right. Thanks, ma'am. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you have a wonderful blessed day.
I don't like that talking in circle stuff. Get to the, I asked you a simple question. And you go, you don't answer my question with a question, and you don't expect me to do the same to you. You know, you can't legitimize the stuff by going ahead. You got to answer the questions. If I go ahead and ask you, was there Jesus, you say yes. That's simple. But it was immaculate conception. And you're supposed to go ahead and answer the question, ma'am. That was simple. Anyway. One of the things I'm trying to bring up here is that stuff destroys. It destroys your mind pretty much because you don't get you thinking into reality. You want to keep talking in circles, man. I'm still on that, man. Here, let me do this real quick.
Why should the black man in America concern himself since we've been away from the African continent for 400 years, 300 or 400 years? Why should we concern ourselves? What impact does what happened to them have upon us? Number one, first you have to realize that up until 1959, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, and by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And then naturally, it was so negative until it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing it. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself. You can't have a negative attitude toward yourself, a positive attitude toward yourself, and a negative attitude toward Africa at the same time. To the same degree that your attitude, that your understanding of, an attitude toward Africa becomes positive, you'll find that your understanding of and your attitude toward yourself will also become positive. And this is what the white man knows. So they very skillfully made you and me hate our African identity, our African characteristics. And you know yourself that we have been a people who hated our African characteristics. We hated our hair. We hated the shape of our nose. We wanted one of those long, dog-like noses, you know. Yeah. We hated the color of our skin. Hated the blood of Africa that was in our veins. And in hating our features and our skin and our blood, why, we had to end up hating ourselves. and we hated ourselves. Our color became to us a chain. We felt that it was holding us back. Our color became to us like a prison, which we felt was keeping us confined, not letting us go this way or that way. And we felt that all of these restrictions were based solely upon our color, and the psychological reaction to that would have to be that as long as we felt imprisoned or chained or trapped by black skin, black features, and black blood, that skin and those features and that blood that was holding us back automatically had to become hateful to us. And it became hateful to us. It made us feel inferior. It made us feel inadequate. It made us feel helpless. And when we fell victim to this feeling of inadequacy or inferiority or helplessness, we turned to somebody else to show us the way. We didn't have confidence in another black man to show us the way, or black people to show us the way. In those days, we didn't. We didn't think a black man could do anything but play some horn, you know, some sound, and make you happy with some songs, and in that way. But when an inferior thing, where our food, clothing, and shelter was concerned, and our education was concerned, we turned to the man. We never thought in terms of bringing these things into existence for ourselves. We never thought in terms of doing things for ourselves, because we felt helpless. And what made us feel helpless was our hatred for ourselves. One of the things that made the black Muslim movement grow was its emphasis upon things African. This was the secret to the growth of the black Muslim movement. African blood, African origin, African culture, African ties. And you'd be surprised. We discovered that deep within the subconscious of the black man in this country, he's still more African than he is American. He thinks that he's more American than African because the man is jiving him and the man is brainwashing him every day, telling him, you're an American. Man, how could you think you're an American and you have never had any kind of American treat over here? You have never, never. 10 men can be sitting at a table eating, you know, dining. And I can come and sit down where they're dining. They're dining. I got a plate in front of me, but nothing is on it. Because all of us sitting at the same table are all of us diners. I'm not a diner until you let me dine. Then I become a diner. Just being at the table with others who are dining doesn't make me a diner. And this is what you got to get in your head here in this country. Just because you're in this country doesn't make you an American. And no, you got to go farther than that before you can become an American. You've got to enjoy the fruits of Americanism. And you haven't enjoyed those fruits. You've enjoyed the thorns. You've enjoyed the thistles. But you have not enjoyed the fruits. No, sir. So I point these things out, brothers and sisters, so that you and I will know the importance in 1965 of being in complete unity with each other, harmony with each other, and not letting the man maneuver us into fighting one another. I say that again that I'm not a racist. I don't believe in any form of segregation or anything like that. I'm for the brotherhood of everybody, but I don't believe in enforcing brotherhood upon people who don't want it. As long as we practice brotherhood among ourselves, and then others who want to practice brotherhood with us, we practice it with them also. We're for that. But I don't think that we should run around trying to love somebody who doesn't love us. Thank you.
Back to the Chef Rob Show here at Blog Talk Radio. I have another caller, 773-797. State your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Kelly, and I'm calling from Fifth City also.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
My thing is that everybody has their own opinion and their own beliefs, but it's like when someone says something, it offends you. And why is that?
I didn't get offended.
Yes, I have talked to you personally, so I know you get offended. Why is that?
I don't get offended.
Yes, you do.
Well, okay, well, I don't get offended, but I just think it's like false information should keep being passed on. That's the way I feel. And that's the biggest problem.
Okay, and how is your information more accurate than the next person's information?
Well, copy. I think, what I'm putting out and what I can put out is a little bit more than what I was getting from the last caller.
Okay, what was
Well, pretty much, I was just making a point that each thing that I throw out was going ahead and showing that, hey, look, this is like this is a false document. This is a false book. This isn't real. It's all fake. And
okay.
The best way to do that is to go ahead and one of the ways to do it was dealing with the characters, not even dealing with just the time frame of the whole thing, but the characters in the book. I mean, I ask the question constantly of people, who was Cain's wife? You know, you cannot go ahead and try to build a house on a faulty foundation. So why are you trying to build this Bible up on this faulty foundation? When I look at these characters, they make no sense. Cain go ahead and automatically pops up with a wife.
That makes no sense to you, right?
It should make no sense to people who really got an open mind. You can't have an open mind to go ahead and feel that story is legitimate. You can't. There's a talking snake there. I mean, where are these talking snakes? I mean, how do you go into the next chapter when you go ahead and these questions are there in that first chapter? How do you account for Noah traveling and picking up polar bears? It doesn't say pick up polar bears, but we know polar bears exist. I've been to Australia. I've seen kangaroos. But there are no kangaroos in that area where this story supposedly took place. So you have to go ahead and look at it a little bit further. These things are just stories, things to help you better your life, not to take legitimately. And people have taken legitimately and begin to kill people with this stuff. Defending it. That's why I think we need to examine this stuff a little bit more, because right now the riots that's going on overseas is about religion. A lot of these wars are about religion. We need to look
right,
at this stuff.
Everyone has their own religious beliefs.
Right.
That's their individuality. Everyone can do that because that's their individuality.
Okay,
you have your beliefs, I have my beliefs, everybody else has their beliefs. But my thing is that why is it you create the hatred, because when someone says something, it's like, oh no, that's not how I go, and you get your information from a book also, but it's not the Bible though.
I don't get a lot of my information.
Okay,
wait.
So how do you determine this?
Well, a lot of my life's experiences. One thing I go here when I talk about, if I talk about the Noah's Ark story, that's because I spent almost 3 years on the ship. So I was examining that thing on a U.S. naval vessel. So I'm going on my life's experiences. I hear the kids. I mean, you got kids. I mean, like, there was no immaculate conception there. I mean, think about that.
Okay, and that's just like a lot of things that happen in people's lives. They can look in the Bible also and see those things happening. Like now, homosexuality, that is in the Bible. Like they say, man will be in love with himself. That's like now men are loving men. That didn't mean like a man is going to love himself. That's like men loving men, women loving women.
Wait, that's kind of disgusting. It hurts my stomach. Hold on.
But that was something that was in there, though.
Oh,
that is something that is in there.
I'm trying
and
to breathe.
It's coming to life now.
But that doesn't mean it's coming to light. No.
Why not?
Okay, go ahead.
I just said, why not? Why is it not coming to life?
That doesn't mean that what's written in there, that you still can't go here. But things that's going on here, it's just coincidence that it's happening from somebody who wrote that, you know, those stories. That's just coincidence.
So you saying you're telling me the people that wrote the stories are the people that created it?
No, I never said that. I said the people who wrote the stories. I'm gonna tell you this. This is what I'm saying. People who wrote the stories wrote it for a purpose, and it was to manipulate and control you. While they go ahead and it'll make you go ahead and work for them or create riches for another group of people. That's why it was created. First Bible.
So it's just all mythological stuff, huh? It's all made up. How do you know this stuff is made up?
Because, like I said, if the beginning of it don't make no sense, how does the rest of it? I can even go to the next chapter. There's a talking snake.
It makes no sense to you, right?
There's a talking snake there in the beginning. just a minute. And here's something else. The talking snake had a conversation with Adam and Eve and told them to eat the fruit that they won't die. And God told them to go ahead. If they eat the fruit, they're going to die. And they ate the fruit and lived. So, like, come on. That ain't confusing to you?
It can be. It depends on how you take it.
All right. Okay, so how am I supposed to take it?
It's how you take it. It's your individuality to take it the way that you want to take it. Just like we can take it and say, oh, well, it really did happen. And you can say, oh, no, that ain't happened. No one was there to determine how everything happened. No one knows that. The book might be wrong, the book might be right, but we can't determine if it's wrong or right, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know. It's like you're just angry.
I'm angry?
Yes.
You know what? Okay, I am angry. I'm angry that the way our people are, we're in a messed up position, and we're clinging to this fantasy to help us. We've been doing this for a long time. Let this stuff go, and let's go ahead and move forward. It has not helped us. It's only going to push us back. Well, here's something else. Here's another thing to go ahead for you looking to go ahead and support why I am the way I am. The first official slave ship was named Jesus. Now, come on, man.
Okay.
I mean, do I really need to go ahead and break that down? I mean, just think about the slave ship named Jesus. Jesus brought you over here, now you worship him. I mean, that don't make no sense.
But someone named that ship, though. Someone named
it. Why didn't they name it the Blue Sea? But Jesus, and you got them Negroes in the bottom? Come on. Think about that. Let me let that sister back on, because I think she's pretty hot by now.
All righty.
No, stay. Stick around. Hey, sister, your line back open. Sister from Fifth City.
Yeah, what's up, soul brother?
How you doing, sister? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm looking at theevilbible.com.
Well, what you think?
That's a... I don't want to know what I...
Oh, I want to know what you think. I want to know. I got to hear it. Hey, Brother Pianca, your line's open. Tell me what you think of the conversation.
Man, I was taking a nap. I got your text about...
You were taking a... Oh, go ahead, tell me. 25. Okay.
8:15 or something like that.
Okay.
What's going on? Seaman? Seaman Chef Rod?
Come on, man. I didn't like being on that boat. Man. That boat taught me a whole lot of stuff. It gave me a lot of time to think.
Well, did it go up and down too much?
Ooh,
hey, it was the size of 2 or 3 football fields. You should have had plenty of room to run around.
It wasn't that. It was, I wasn't on the aircraft carrier. I was on a destroyer, Spruance Carrier Destroyer. They specialized in chasing down submarines.
Submarine.
That means we was out there for a minute, riding in circles,
yeah.
Chasing submarines through terrible water. I just knew
good
that thing was on.
Good thing you wasn't out the Red October.
Oh, no. I'd be, ooh. Don't make me say that, man. So, sister, you go ahead. You checked out theevilbible.com. What you think?
Oh, no, I was checking out Prince right now. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. I'm good with theevilbible.com.
Oh, what do you mean you're good with it? Wait a minute. You still didn't answer my question, though.
It's all nonsense to me.
It's nonsense. What part is nonsense to you?
The Bible didn't exist?
Oh, okay, so what was Cain's wife's name? Let's stick with Genesis.
You know what? Why don't we talk about something conservative like all the crime on the streets?
Well, you know, a lot of that crime on the street.
Hold on.
Let me get
religion.
You. Hold on. You know, a lot of that crime on the street, here's something you need to check into. It's like 86% of the young people that's on the street doing crime identify with being in religious or identify with being Christians or have a religious ideology. Okay? Religion played a big part in this, okay? So, you know, I deal with that. I mean, we can go ahead and talk about that. But nothing else goes ahead. And religion is controlling a whole lot of people doing a lot of ridiculous stuff, man. I mean, I don't get why. What's your point?
On the streets to deal drugs and be gangbangers, and they have no...
What's your solution for that? Hold on.
Okay.
What's your solution for that? What is your solution?
For me?
Yes, you. Everybody, all the crime and stuff in the street. What's your solution for that?
Our solution is let's get parents up and out of drugs and get them to be more active with their children so their children can be productive.
Where do you start?
Our children are the future. Without our kids, there is no future. And if the kids are dying and killing themselves, we have no future. And that's how Revelation comes in.
So you know one way to strengthen a person's mind is to go ahead and let them know where he came from, his past. You can't determine your future until you know where you've been.
You know what? Parents send their kids to school and expect the system to teach their children and change them. Why don't we parents get involved and find out why the kids aren't learning?
Okay, so what's the program? I mean, what you going to send them to? Tell me the curriculum. What would you teach these kids? You got 10 kids in front of you.
I offered workshops for these children who get in trouble in school, and they denied me.
Okay, look, you ain't answering my question. What would you teach them?
I would teach them how to have a career development.
Okay, starting with what?
Okay, I would tell them, what is it that you would like to be in your life? I would give them ideas, a doctor, a police officer, a career development mind. Okay, well, what are the steps we need to do to get there? Okay, number one, we need to finish high school. Then we need to go to college, and once we get into college, instead of waiting for them to get in college to find out what is it that they want to do with their life, why don't we start doing that in high school? Why don't we start doing that in grammar school, teaching them career development instead of, why don't we tell them why it's not good to be in gangs? No, we're not really actually telling them why it's not good to be in gangs. You know why these kids can become gangbangers? Because they have no love in their home. They need guidance. They need loving, nurture, guidance, someone who cares. God didn't give us children just to put on the streets to sell drugs to be prostitutes. God gave us children so we can guide them and be a gift from God. They're just not things that we should just throw on the streets and let them do our drug dealing. This is our future. Without them, there is no future, and that's when the earth will come to an end because we don't have a future. We need to take a stand and help our children. I'm sorry, but that's my... Can I get an answer?
Yeah, I just started getting cloudy. Well, I teaching the kids, I just want to go ahead and see a better plan. That's all I want to do is see a plan.
Okay, we're over here spending millions of dollars building things so that people can come in from other countries and adore them. Why don't we put $1 million into a center?
Let me ask you a question.
We've got a center across the street that's been condemned for years.
Hold on, let me ask you a question.
And standing up there and saying, hey, we want this center open.
Wait a minute.
Open.
Hold on. All right, you pay attention. You've been paying attention to the political campaign. What's going on with the the election coming up?
Pretty much. I do.
You hear about them raising money. You know, if they can raise money like that, why can't they go ahead and bring that money to the neighborhood? You ain't never go ahead and want to ask them that.
That's why we should come together and try to raise some money, try to open these centers, put some stuff out here for the kids, so that instead.
Okay, so how do we come together?
Let's have a meeting. Let's have a community meeting. Let's have a town meeting. Let's see who really cares. Let's call in the mayor.
Who's she like for president?
Does it really care?
Yeah, who you like for president?
Obama.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because his words make a lot of sense more than the Republican ones.
He what?
Because his words make more sense.
That's why they said you got to get these shots before you go over there.
How he's going to... Do you believe that the government should take care of you?
But the government said we didn't have everybody has medical insurance. That's a lie because I have children at home who have no medical insurance.
Yeah, well, I asked you, do you believe that the government should take care of you?
No, I take care of myself. I work.
What all do you think the government should provide?
I don't know what the governor can do for us. All I'm saying is that the community should come together, pull in a petition, and try to get some funding to help open some places for these children who get out of school, and half of them go to the streets because they have no centers to do after school programs. You got after school programs, some on the north side, very few. When I come to the west side, I don't see anything for these kids.
Well, why come you choose Obama over Romney?
Because I'm a Democrat.
I mean, why?
Stop.
So you vote straight Democrat all the time?
I want Prince to run for president.
Pardon me?
No, I'm just kidding. I said I want Prince to run for president.
So you vote Democrat? You vote Democrat all the time, straight Democrat?
Yes, I do, because I believe in I believe for the poor people.
You believe for the poor people?
Absolutely. Why?
So
are we,
what is it? What
can
is
I
it?
Ask
so
question?
What?
Let me
so
ask
what,
you a question. Can I ask you a question? I want to ask
Hang
you a question.
Hang on for a second. Let me ask you a question.
No,
now,
I
you
ask
say
you
a believe
question.
For
why
the
do,
poor people.
Why does the government want people to stay poor?
Well, how long have you been voting for Democrats? Are you still poor?
I guess ever since I was 18 and I was allowed to vote.
Are you poor?
No, I'm not poor. I'm rich in spirit.
Well, I'm talking about monetary. We talking about monetary. You can't spend spirits at the grocery store.
No,
so you've been voting. So
you. Know
you
okay,
so you
okay, consider, like
listen
question.
To your conversation. Wait a minute. Listen to your conversation
food,
here.
Yeah.
I'll presume.
Let me tell you something.
You
I will
poor.
Never be hungry because I know a food pantry every day of the week, honey.
You know what food pantry? So I presume you are poor. And you've been voting for Democrats ever since you 18, and you still poor. So have it ever came across your mind that something's going on?
You're a Republican, huh? That means
no,
you're rich.
I'm just asking you
that
the
means
question.
You're rich.
I was just curious.
Let's change the letter of the R. Are you a hitch or
Pardon
you rich?
Me?
Are you rich?
I never asked you to give me, a boomerang question. An answer. I just asked. I presume you're poor, and you've been voting for Democrats
presume
since
I'm
you
poor?
Was 18.
Why don't you come to Fifth City, and I'll let you know if I'm poor.
Well, I mean,
why don't you come to
like
Fifth City,
got
and
a
I'll
typical
let you know
Democrat
I'm poor, I'll
ideology
house.
Also.
I'll show you my house. It's a nice car. Maybe I'll drive you. You know what? Maybe you need a cruise. Would you like a cruise? Maybe I'll give you two tickets to take a nice Caribbean cruise. How about that one?
Yeah. Well, no, I was just asking. You say that you are Democrat. You say that you've been voting Democrat since you were 18, and you listen
what
to
I
your
say
conversation.
What I, put,
I
business,
say,
right? But what I say and what I do
listen,
is to business, right?
And
right?
You're poor. So when are you going to stop voting
have...
for? And apparently, you expect you say that the Democrats are for the poor, but you are poor since you 18, and I would imagine you're probably in your early 30s. So how long are
you
going to continue on that Democratic train?
I'm on a Democratic train. So that means you're a Republican. You have a lot of money in the bank. You're rich. So that, what, does that make you better than me? Let me tell you something. We all eat and shit the same, so you ain't no better than me.
I never even said that word.
Well,
did you hear anybody
you,
say? Did you, anybody say, did you hear anyone better. Say better, Rob?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
We're all gonna die the same. We're all gonna die with no money in our pocket. We're gonna die with our spirit and our soul. So remember that one.
The spirit and your
yeah,
soul.
But don't you want to? But
it don't matter if you're rich or poor.
Leave?
We're all
gonna
die
you
the
expect,
same way. With no money in our pocket.
Do you believe that you should be able? Do you believe you should be able to leave your wealth to your children? Without the government
you know what?
Taking it?
It doesn't matter where my wealth is because I'm not taking it with me when I die. So it doesn't matter.
No, I asked you. I asked
oh, hold on,
you,
hold on.
Answering
you should,
your question.
You
it doesn't
it.
Matter who gets it because when I die, it's not going with me.
So it, so you have accumulated wealth, and when you die, it doesn't matter who gets it. You can just throw it out on the street.
I'll throw it to a charity if I want to.
And you got kids, right?
What? My kids are well taken care of, darling. Let me tell you that one. My kid just graduated from college, honey. You
okay.
don't know me, honey. Fun and all me, come down to Fifth City and maybe I'll teach you one of my classes.
What class?
Huh?
What class?
What? Maybe you should come down to Fifth City on, let's see, let me tell you what my day off of work is.
I've been a store manager,
and I would tell you my day off because I teach classes on my volunteer time. Maybe you should take one of my classes.
Well, I'm not
what are the classes consist of?
Why don't you come down to Fifth City and I'll enroll you in one for free? For free? How about that one?
I mean, it may not be worth my time.
Wait a minute, who pays for the classes? Who's paying for the classes?
You gotta sit here and tell me I'm poor?
I never said you're poor. You bringing up all this stuff?
Oh, you said I was poor.
I never said that.
Oh, you never say never.
I never said that.
Who's paying for these classes?
What kind of classes are these?
I teach them for free.
You teach them for free?
What kind of classes are these? Somebody's providing for them. You have instructors that's teaching the classes?
It's free to anybody who wants to learn how to get a job.
Get a job? Well, I don't want to get no job. I like being in business.
So everybody needs help, darling. Everybody wants to work money like a Republican.
Okay, so you want to live like a Republican, but you're supposed to vote like a Democrat. Do you understand that?
Is she a U.S. citizen? Is she legal?
Am I legal? What, are you going to say I'm not legal when I cross the border? Wait a minute. Cross the border? Wait a minute. First of all, how do you know if I'm illegal? Are you legal? Come on, you're not answering my questions.
Ain't nobody legal.
It's right here. It's still coming.
Ain't nobody here legal.
So what I learned, you can't debate with a man.
What do you mean? Wow, you twist that around.
So you like Obama because of the Dream Act.
Okay, first of all, I will vote for who I want because that is my right.
You already said who you vote for.
And maybe I'm telling you, you know, it doesn't matter who I vote for because whoever's going to win is going to win.
Do you like photo ID?
Who has ran this country doesn't even have, and hasn't even run it right.
Do you like photo ID?
All that Obama is dealing with is because of all the Republicans. Thank you. God bless America.
God bless America.
Obama walked into a whole lot of mess.
Let me ask you another question. What do you think about photo ID before you vote?
What's wrong with photo ID?
I just asked. I mean, what's your opinion of it? You know, it's a hot topic in the news.
Huh?
It's a hot topic in the media today, photo ID. People are saying they're utilizing it to suppress the vote. So what's your opinion on that? Do you use a photo ID when you vote?
Who brought that up, though? Somebody who was brought here from another country?
No, it's in different states. States have the right to require. But I ask you, do you use photo ID when you vote in your state? And what's your opinion of it?
They ask me for an ID when I go to vote? Absolutely. I could be anybody coming in there saying I'm so-and-so and vote.
Uh-huh.
What would we do without photo ID? I mean, I don't understand that. It's like somebody coming in here and wanting to go down there and get an ID and covering their whole face and all they could see is their eyes. Come on now, please.
Well, apparently you was born in America. In the United States, it is.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I said, thank God.
So why do you need another ID to vote?
Why not? Okay,
what?
If I go...
What do you mean? What's wrong with the first ID you got?
Say somebody goes and says they're me, and it's not me, and they get the right...
Wait. So if you already got a state ID, this is what's going on. What he's saying, I believe what he's saying, is that some states are requiring you to have just an ID to vote. And so why do you need that ID to vote if you already got your driver's license or state ID?
What are you talking about, the voter's registration card?
That really don't have your picture on it. But see, that's what he was saying. It's a hot topic in the news today. So why don't you know what's going on, current events?
Because I'm working. Because I work almost 12 hours a day, and I don't get a chance to watch the news that much.
Don't sound like you're rich if you got to put in all them hours.
Do you buy lotto tickets?
No, I don't.
You don't? Never have.
I don't waste my money on that.
Can you buy me some?
You want a lotto ticket? I'll buy you one.
I need about $200 worth.
It don't hurt me to spend my fortune on people who need a lottery ticket. I have no problem with that.
Okay, I need about $200. I'll be there tomorrow to get them.
All right, I got you.
I ain't playing. Got that one. Okay. So, but you know, I still want you to go ahead and tell me that stuff you read on evilbible.com. You missed all that.
Oh, I was reading it. I'm looking at rape in the Bible.
And you know what?
Rape.
Let me say this first. When I show that to women, that's the one of the first things that women see, that thing about rape. But go ahead. Can you read some of it?
Oh, no. The first thing I went to was Retard of the Month.
Retard of the Month?
Yeah, that's the first one I went to.
Okay, we read that part about rape in the Bible.
That part about rape in the Bible?
Yeah.
Rape is one of the most heinous crimes imaginable, and I absolutely agree.
Okay. So those references in the Bible, can you read them?
You're talking about, okay, let me see.
See, because that goes in the Bible, it's saying, hey, look, they can do a man just take some whenever you want to. And in some instances, he can go ahead and take some and take another man's wife and go ahead and reward her with chickens and goats and cows or whatever, with livestock.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I am against rape, and I think a man or a woman who rapes. Okay, let me tell you. Men have been raped.
Okay, I get that. Okay, wait a minute. Before you go on.
Rape is wrong, period.
Hold on. Before you go on, wait a minute. Hold on. The reason I brought that up was just another point. I'm trying to, another angle trying to show you that, hey, this is not a book you need to be paying attention to and taking serious. That's why I want you to go ahead and mention the stuff about rape.
So, well, I read the Bible when I was about 5 years old.
Okay, so you skipped that part about rape in there when you was about, you know, up until this point.
I read the Bible. Okay.
But you skipped those parts about rape up until this point.
Let me explain something to you. Have you ever read Satan's Bible?
Can you read those parts about rape in the Bible? Go ahead.
I'm asking you a question. Have you ever read Satan's Bible?
Satan's Bible?
Absolutely. Have you ever read Satan's Bible?
Who is Satan?
Have you ever read the Quran?
Are you saying the Quran is Satan's Bible?
Bible?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the Quran is Satan's Bible?
No,
yeah.
I'm asking you, have you ever read the Quran or have you ever read Satan's Bible? I have.
No, I have never. I haven't read either one of them.
Okay. You should go and you should pull up Satan's Bible by, let me look it up right here.
Is this going to go ahead and deal with the verses of rape in the Bible?
No,
I mean, if
Satan's
I look up all
Bible.
This,
let me tell you about Satan's Bible. Satan's
well, see,
Bible
see,
going
this
on
is,
right now.
See, this is what I was saying in the beginning.
Satan's Bible.
You know, like, you call me, and you ask me a question. Okay, I try to answer your question. Then I ask you a couple of questions, and you don't want to answer my question. You want to give me another question.
I'm telling you.
So how, is that really how we're supposed to do things here? I mean, that ain't really showing no respect for me if you think about it.
No, I got a lot of respect for you.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. Read those parts about rape in your Bible.
Don't agree with it, and I don't appreciate it, and I don't condone it.
But they're in the Bible, right?
I knew that.
Hey.
Everything is, the Bible is the worst book out there, okay? If you
it was
really
the worst book out there, but you were defending
the
it.
The Bible is worse than Playboy, Playgirl. But I'm telling you, if you want to know something, read Satan's Bible.
I'm having a problem with this Satan's
Anton
Bible.
Anton Kandar.
You what?
It's written by Anton Kandar. How do you read it?
Okay,
Anton LaVey. Read the Satan's Bible by Anton LaVey. Read it and then toss it. I'm going to tell you, it's all about what's going on in this world right now.
What's it
right
about?
Right now, realistically, I'm not talking about AD, BC. because that doesn't matter to me right now. But I'm telling you, Satan's Bible talks about what's going on in this crucial world right now and how we are, human beings are killing each other for nothing. You want, okay, it's like the gang members killing each other for territory. Really? They don't understand that this is God's territory? We're killing each other and killing these innocent children for territory. Really?
Excuse me, but none of that deals with you reading those verses of rape in the Bible. You don't agree with them, but you don't want to read them.
Because I don't like them.
Hold on. Let me do this real quick. So since you don't agree with them, you want to keep on diverting to other stuff. Okay, so let's go ahead and just stick with one thing here because we bounce around too much. Let's stick with that right there. Read those verses to me, and let's move on. Can we do that? Hello?
Her back. She's probably on a minute phone.
I'm on a minute phone? I'm on a minute phone? You mean a government phone?
Oh, man.
I forgot.
Well, Obama provides them.
Obama gave you a minute phone.
I didn't know I had a minute phone. I'm actually using Fifth City's phone.
Hey, you got quiet all of a sudden.
Sorry about that.
What happened
to the
other? What happened to the other young lady?
I think she fell off.
Mm.
And other people ain't saying that because I went and I get some noise from this one. And nobody else put their hand up. That's that. Yeah, but look. My whole thing was to go ahead and read that part and go ahead and read that evilbible.com to go ahead and show you that, hey, that site breaks down a whole lot of stuff from the Bible. And all the stuff you're talking about, gangbangers and all this other stuff, man, if you go ahead and you ask just about any one of these gangbangers, a lot of them are Christians. So if that stuff is supposed to be for good and everything, why are these kids out here going ahead and still gangbanging? It ain't did nothing for them. Like I was saying, we need to try something. And you said you got these other programs, but I want to hear some of that stuff. I'm open to it. See if we can go ahead and help, you know, get it off the ground. Let's talk about it more.
Yeah, Cain was a gangbanger.
Who?
Cain.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, Abel's brother.
Oh, okay. That's probably why he got his head busted. Look here. Yeah. But anyway, but all that stuff just go ahead and help them destroy us.
Mr. I got to go to Uncle Remus.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Me and Mr. Jerome, we're going to go down to Uncle Remus.
Oh, my goodness. You got Jerome there, huh?
Pretty much.
Well, so why Jerome ain't saying nothing? I've been waiting to hear from Jerome. Jerome been sitting, okay, Jerome, that's kind of cowardice, man.
He's watching the movie.
Hey, what?
Oh, you're going to get it now.
Let him bring him in.
It's going to
be me and him anyway.
How you doing, Mr. Kelly?
How you doing, Jerome?
I'm all right.
Okay, good. So let me hear your comments and your views, man.
Well, I mean, you guys have a very interesting topic going on, and some interesting points.
Uh-huh.
But I still feel that you put a lot of emphasis on whether or not that book has any significance, but negative significance. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Is there anything in that book that you believe could be, that is true?
Certain things.
Can you be specific?
That there are people and animals exist.
That's it, right?
About it. Because, Because once I go here, like I said, you in Genesis, you can't get me out of Genesis and get me to the next chapter, man. I don't need to be paying attention to it. Then you go ahead and look at how that book was used. Used to go ahead, it's still used to oppress the people, and I can go on and on and on. But the thing about it is, it was used to oppress us, and that's why I go ahead and I draw the line.
So
it starts off
oppressive.
It starts off flawed.
It starts what?
It starts off flawed.
Yes, it does. And that's why I was saying, you can't. It's built on a faulty foundation.
Well, I mean,
now, there's some names of some historical characters that they really exist, but they're taken completely out of context.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything positive about that book that you would agree to?
You want to go back to that rape page? Okay, the killing of killing a baby. Wait a minute. You want to go back and tell her to go back to that rape page. Go back to that rape page. You know, I see that. That's some wrong stuff there. I draw the line on that. Well, you can go ahead. When it's got some stuff like that and that legitimizing rape, murder of kids, man, you need to step back from that. But again, let's stick with Genesis. Who was Cain's wife?
Well, my question to you, is there anything, you said the only thing that you feel have any significance are those two points. Am I correct?
Let me think, because I see Jerome.
Well,
on
you
the
know,
Jedi
there's
mind.
Some there's some significance in the story of Hansel and Greta.
I would agree with you. I'm not disagreeing. But I mean, even in
but when we talk about truths, that's a whole different. Now you're starting to really bend things completely when we try to relate to the Bible as being truthful.
So you're saying that this is just an imaginary story designed to enslave us?
Hey, how many different ways can I say that? Yes, I've been saying that.
No,
actually,
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that are there? So you're saying the only significance of the book is to enslave us?
Actually, the us you're talking about,
I thought it was
designed for them. It wasn't. I'm thinking that who you're referring to as us, it wasn't really designed for that us. It was designed for somebody else. Others adopted it and has applied it to the us today.
Well, I mean, in the educational system, was the educational system designed for us?
Sure, you got some of us. You got some of us who's taking part in designing it.
But I'm just saying, was it designed for us?
Well,
did we do the same thing and adopt it?
You being a United States citizen, yes, it was designed for you.
Yeah, it was, and it was also today's education system was designed by some German cat, you know. So yeah, it was designed for us. They put it together and go ahead and help, you know. Yeah, it was designed by us for us.
Well, I mean, so here we are, and like I say, I'm not a historian, so I don't know exactly how many years has transpired since supposedly the book was written, and I'm not going to dispute the fact that, hey, because I wasn't there. I can't say what actually happened. But, I mean, even as we're here now, are you saying that the book is hurting more people than helping?
Yes.
Or is this book just, as you say?
Yes, it is. Okay, it's sort of like it's like a short term fix for a bigger problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what is
the
problem?
Hold on. Because it takes you away from reality. But still, if you go ahead, you get it either take you extremely crazy lunatic out standing out on the street corner holding your Bible to go ahead maybe doing something else.
But what about drugs and alcohol then?
People. Okay. Huh?
What about drugs and alcohol? I mean,
That's what I'm saying. I noticed that, like near where I live, there's a cat that's like on a couple of blocks over on a busy street, you know, holding up his Bible, and he's always telling me I used to be a drug addict. But now I'm into the Lord. But fool, you walking out in the middle of the street first off, and you disrupting traffic, and you being a distraction. But then
He substituted one drug for another.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, so which would you rather have? You'd rather him have the other drug or this drug if you say it's a substitute?
I would rather have him have neither because you still live in, it's still false worlds in both of them.
What would he believe in if he doesn't have
neither? Still false worlds in both of them. That's still a false world. That's not reality. Either one of them. Them drugs not reality and that Bible's not reality.
Well, I mean, it's not the physical book. I mean, when you put that in your system, like you said,
the teachings, the doctrine, it's none of that. That's false.
So you're saying
I just said what I was saying. It's fake.
No, I'm trying to ask you a specific question, though. You're saying the fact that people believe in this Bible as opposed to believing in drugs and alcohol and things that they eat that are killing them, the Bible is what would you rate that? Is that the number one killer, or what's the...
I say the Bible is number one killer. More people have died defending their beliefs in this planet than almost all that other drugs and cancer and all that combined. Look at what people are doing right now. They're killing themselves for their religious beliefs. Beliefs, not facts, beliefs, with their perception of the truth. And it's time you go ahead. You have somebody pass that story down. They're trying to go ahead and make changes to it constantly. It's a belief. It's a story.
It might be. I mean, all I'm saying to you is that, are you saying that this book is doing more harm than good?
Yes. How many different ways can I say that? Yes. Yes.
But
it's doing more harm because
it's doing so much harm.
Just like with the brother with the heroin, and the night he's got the Bible. He's still living in false worlds.
But where is the harm?
Where's the harm?
Yeah.
Oh man. So let me try to pull up that statistic and you go here. I'll tell you, it's more. There are more Christians doing crime. More Muslims. More Jews doing crime than the people going in saying they're atheists.
Yeah, preachers robbing. Preachers robbing their congregation in the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Giving up their milk money.
I don't know what you call that. That's
look at Cholesterol Dollar and Benny Thompson.
Well,
and
I mean
TV
that's so you're saying those people that give because they gave. And then they didn't see that this guy's gotten all of this. It makes the Bible bad?
What did they get in return?
Pardon?
What did they receive in return? That's the premise. In other words, he opened up the pages and read something to them. It caused a psychological effect, and in the end run, he asked for money.
Well, let me ask you a question then. That makes sense. If you give to a charity, do you go and track it and make sure that it's going to – that's a government thing. Do you make sure that it's spent exactly the way it should be spent?
I don't give to a charity. I give things personally, straight up.
That's what I'm saying. So even in the religious aspect, you're not giving to the preacher. You're giving to serve God.
No, you're not giving the third. Wait a minute. You don't give. You give it to the preacher.
I mean, now, if you say you give it
to
the preacher.
Where's God coming in at it?
That's personal. Pardon?
Where does God come in at it? Which God, anyway? There's more than
one.
What
do you believe in? Now, I don't know who
you
consider God. You
know, man made gods, right?
Are you saying as far as.
Jerome. Jerome, answer his question because you. Tell Jerome, remember our conversation this morning.
Man made gods, right?
Which God?
From his story.
Jerome, come on, man.
I'm trying to answer his question. I'm trying to understand what he's actually asking.
Man made the God that you know of, man made, correct? Everything you know about the God you know of was taught to you by man. Historically, man made him.
Yeah, but I can think for myself.
But Jerome, see that, Jerome.
You just admitted that you have a lack of knowledge on history.
But he also told me earlier today that, look, man-made.
Because I wasn't there when the book was made, okay?
So I'm not going to sit here and say that exactly I know what.
Well, the book
happen,
is still
did.
Being made today. Actually,
pardon?
The book has been made in your lifetime.
That's
it's continuing
fine.
To be. It's continuing
so
to be.
So if I tell you what I believe in,
make
you tell me what I don't believe in. Is that fair?
Well, beliefs is one thing.
No, but I'm saying that's a question. Is it fair that you tell me what I don't believe in and what I should?
No, you
I
said
tell you,
you
what
once
you
said that you
in,
had a limited
can.
Knowledge in history.
And all I said was, yes, I have who I consider God, and you probably who have who you consider God.
I don't believe
in God. I'm not going to say your God is not that. That's your you have that right and that power.
See, you see that, Jerome? You know, he been telling you that he don't. Into the God thing, but you're going to throw that in there. Hey, look, you love God too. You know, that amazes me.
I'm not
going to
throw anything in.
You mean with your
Christians?
You go ahead and slide
that
thing in there.
But being that I don't believe in God, what am I missing? Can you tell me?
Thank you.
No, I mean, that is your prerogative. I'm not here trying to change you.
But
it's
still,
but it's more Bible.
I know it tomorrow. If you started tomorrow not believing in God, what tangibles would you not miss? Would you miss?
You as an individual?
I asked you, Jerome.
Yes. What tangibles would I?
Yeah, what tangibles would you not miss?
Well, I mean, I sometimes I can be spiritually dead. That's all. You know, you got to believe. You're going to believe in something. I don't care if it's water, ice. Money?
Oh no.
So I mean that is your choice. Just like you have made a choice that you don't believe in God. I'm not.
Okay, so I believe in facts.
Pardon?
I believe in facts and science.
That's fine.
Wrong?
That's your choice, isn't it?
So my facts and my science. I listen to you people that y'all nuts.
Why do I have to be? Why are you saying you people?
Because I get more
I
people when I went there.
I have not told you that I saw a man fly. I have not told you that I saw a man walk on water. I haven't told
hold
you
on,
none of that.
Come on, Jerome.
I've seen
you know,
a man walk on water.
When people go ahead and be. I can have a regular conversation with somebody who's
you've
a believer.
You've never seen a man walk on water, huh?
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say that, okay, yeah, I believe man can
you
walk
ain't never
on
seen
water.
A man walk on water.
Nope.
You ain't never seen a man ice.
You have
never
been,
seen a man. Never
you know,
seen a man ice
miracles.
Skate before, huh?
That's science, bro.
No, I'm with you, but I'm just saying to you for that. So, can I answer to you a question? Are you atheist?
Am I atheist? I told you I don't believe in God. Don't have no need for Jesus.
I agree with that, brother.
Pardon? That's
I agree
belief.
With it.
No, no, that's your belief, and you're entitled to that.
Wait. I deal with facts. I don't deal with beliefs.
It ain't
okay.
got nothing to do with no
belief.
Believe. I don't have no need for Jesus.
So that's you say you don't have no need for him?
No.
No.
haven't lost nothing in heaven.
How do you know there's a heaven?
That's what everybody's
there is
saying.
There is one?
That's what everybody's talking about. That's what a lot of people talk about.
So you say,
tell them,
we go, we gone, right?
There.
Where do we go
pardon
after
me?
We go?
Next time one of your homies die, get my cell phone so he can call you back and let you know where he at. Make sure it's got plenty of minutes on it.
Oh, man. Jerome?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. Yeah, make sure you got a cell phone in plenty of minutes. Because I ain't never heard nobody say they. I always hear these, oh, I died and came back and all this other stuff. Yeah, really. All right, well, I don't believe none of
on
that
the
crap.
Way back, call us and let us know where you going to be so we can come pick you up. Apparently, you're going to drop right out the sky.
Yes. So, Jerome?
Yes, sir.
So, what yes. about me? Okay. That and people always bring up that heaven and hell. that heaven is supposed to be good, hell bad. You know, why is it that big thing with you guys that you got to justify your good evil story and that thing? That I don't get that.
So can I ask you a question then?
Is it going to answer my question?
Okay, what was your question? I'll answer your question.
You know what? You just showed me right there. You don't pay attention to shit I say.
Well, I do.
So why is there a good and good versus evil? Why is that whole thing so important to Bible bankers?
Because why can't we just get along?
Under whose terms?
Why do we have to literally?
Wait a minute. Let's go back to the first question you asked. Why can't we can't get under whose terms?
Right. Exactly. So if everybody's creating their own terms, what do you have? You have nothing but turmoil.
No turmoil. You got what you have that the other person apparently wants. So under what? So what I have under what terms are you willing to pay for it?
Me as an individual, or are you talking about people in general?
Either way.
Well, I mean, hey, I try to work for what I get. Now there are other people that think the opposite. They feel that they can take.
But you're still working. You still working based on terms, though, right?
It's gonna fall out the sky in a minute. He working hard. Big old bag of money.
Hard. You lost me.
Your money gonna fall out the sky.
Why would
but you're working
that?
On the terms, is what he
just
said.
He told
right?
me that none of this stuff here is mysterious and spiritual. It's all just us moving forward as the world turns, and we just biding our time. That is what I'm gathering from what you're trying to say.
They just people biding their time.
That live and hate white people and hate the Bible, hate.
Who said something about hating white people?
Well, Kelly knows about that one.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that
it
later.
Was, white folks really.
Respectively,
I don't know your ethnicity, but more likely white folks gave you the Bible anyway.
Well, I mean, listen, I can read for myself, though. Now, if I read it and it makes sense to me, that's what's important to me. Not whether or not somebody can prove that a snake can talk. I'm not stupid. Is
but
that important that a snake
events, talk? But through a course of events that occurred,
no,
that
you didn't
had
answer
nothing
my
to do
question.
With.
Is that important that a snake talks?
Yes, it is.
Is it important?
Why?
Is
why
it if it's in the Bible, it's supposed to happen for real, right?
No, but why
everything
is it
in there
important,
is true.
Though?
Is that not the word of God?
No. Why is it important? That's my question.
Because
that's
it's the word of God.
Answer that question.
Isn't it not the word of God?
No, I'm asking a specific question. Why is it important that we're going to take a book and say because it had words in it that a snake talk that we should just throw it in the garbage?
Well, why is it important that some why is it important some food died for your sins?
Because
what did you say? You called Jesus a fool?
Why is it important?
You know what?
Why is it important that some food died for
you? I call you a fool.
Why is it important that some food died for your sins?
Hold on.
No, you're a fool for being an atheist.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are we going to go to the name, though?
This girl's going to hell because you don't believe in what you believe, what you are.
I told you, I ain't lost nothing in hell.
You know what? You ain't got no sense because obviously somebody gave you life to breathe, and if you really look at the up in the sky, maybe you believe in something. Maybe you need to believe in yourself. Because I don't think
you know
you
me. Looking
yourself.
Up in the sky can get bird shit on my forehead, so I don't do it a whole lot.
You need to get bird shit in your mouth. Maybe you'll think better.
No.
Stop, because I'm going to tell you, Jesus wasn't no fool, and anybody's a fool, that's you, honey. Don't let me get to know you. You ain't talking about my Jesus. You ain't talking about my God.
He was a fool, all right.
The only fool I see is the one who has a talk show host right here who's doing a little thing right there. You're a fool.
You can't see us. We're on the radio.
Jesus didn't need to get on the phone to preach his lie, to preach the word of God. Jesus, people came to him. People came to him to learn the word of God. They didn't have to
what
go
people?
To a telephone to get publicity.
Well, Jesus wouldn't believe in the phone.
You're trying to get publicity.
Of course. Yes, I am.
Wait, God, are you a preacher? Are you a deacon? Are you packing?
No, I'm not phony.
Why don't you go swipe the link card and get yourself some food?
You can go on the internet and get your Deacon card. $15,
$14.95. she hung up. Brother Bianchi.
What?
That
now,
was
what
it?
Do you call some? If he was a fool, but I don't know what else. What you call it?
Yeah.
At least regard, he never did exist.
See, I have been dealing with them, man, for about, and it was more of them, for a little bit, about a week, a little bit more than a week. And they were a lot worse, you know, in person.
Well, I guess that's the question.
Yes. And they get real violent. And I think that's just reflective of all of them as a whole. That was making my point. You know, religion is making people go here and hurt people for their beliefs, not facts. There's too many folks out here like that, man. What'd you think about that, though, man? About the Muslims getting mad and going ahead and blaming the U.S. Was that U.S. propaganda? They got a point.
Well, that ain't the only thing that they blaming the U.S. for. But, you know, that's those people's, that's within those people's culture. That's not necessarily all religions. A lot of it has to do with culture. Religions come out of cultures. Nobody's born with religion. People have cultures. In those cultures, in their society, they set rules, standards. They have traditions, celebrations. And sooner or later, it becomes their religion. Mm-hmm. Their religion. The key word is their.
Right.
And through all sorts of tactics and underhandedness, it has become a proselytization where it's been imposed upon, you know, people around the world.
But I just think it's something that needs to be discussed because people are dying.
Well, people die because they feel threatened. They feel threatened.
It's the killings is what I'm, at the hands of another is what I'm saying. People are being killed.
Well, but the thing is that the ultimate instigator is the one that's behind a lot of the mayhem that's going on. Folks have been living in the way they've been living for thousands of years and would be peaceful if others wouldn't encroach upon what it is that they have. And then they want to dictate the terms by which it transfers hands.
I guess.
And they don't like that because it's not their way.
Right. And when it don't go their way, they got ways to go ahead and sabotage and get you pretty much to come their way at some point. You agree?
Well, people will defend what they have. I don't blame them. They should.
It's getting a whole lot worse, man.
Yeah, if you go.
So, like you said, ain't nothing in the book worse because nobody followed anyway. You're supposed to live and live and let die.
Right. And I was also trying to bring up another point, but I was trying to go ahead and get her to read all this stuff about rape. You didn't agree with it. I think what it did was it woke her up a little bit and it began to hurt her that this stuff is in that book. Because when she saw that evilbible.com, when she went to that, I think that shook her up.
Well, she's supposed to obey her husband. She's supposed to obey her husband. She's supposed to be seen and not heard.
She's supposed to respect men. She wasn't being respectful
of
men.
So
she wasn't being in
her mouth, her tongue is wild. Mm-hmm. Her tongue is supposed to be. Her tongue is supposed to be, you know, supposed to be made still.
Yeah, you know, let me find that and go ahead and send that over there to him, because she seemed to miss that part. She seemed to miss that whole part. All right, Brother Pianki. It's been nice having you, brother.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Thanks
right,
for coming
peace.
To the Chef Rob Show, people. Close it out here. Interesting.
Trying to find the answer. Thank you.
call up Dixon. The only we call on like Freddie McGregor. You can't play one tune in a row. Just grab the play and next tune. Think call Mr. Dixon.
Again, it's too bad.
Wanting for more, for more. Now I don't what it is that I've got. She whispered, it was so nice, so nice. But her man is sitting close away. And he could hear the things I say.
Champion a bust and up sound a dead ah. But the million dollar question is we sound Baba sound now make pass.
Baba sound black the road, them black the road, them black the road,
Baba sound
black the road.
Me know where them get a big sound it ya from,
but I hit them use black the road, them black the road, them black the road, them black the road, them black the road.
Me know where them get that champion sound ya from,
but I hit them use black the road.
So me run a dance investigation. We find out we sound it a champion. Find out the Baba sound a number one. We kill them off and a that cause the tension. Them say call the MP, we set the thing straight. Or else them not stop them and straight. The funniest thing is that we a kill them in front of them gate. Baba, them block the road. Them block the road. Them block the road. Baba, them block the road. Whoa. Yeah. Don't know where they get a big sound if you're from, but
this is a serious time, violence and crime, and up here don't think we use them up on the mind. Oh, them buzz it with rain a ball, you know sister them no care, them your youth, but it all went on a shine. Oh, you know see, you know see up here juvenile, yeah. Nobody know, the father was a killer. Well, I still saw them grow. Oh, I know me can't see. No matter how me try to do it, me can't see. Up here gone shot a beat. Me can't see. No matter how me try to do it, me can't see. The them are used on the play,
no.
Every single day. Them have it on them waist, and if you talk too hard, then them shoot all the
face.
Tell me what I want, me and you gonna keep it calm. Cause we real know are real, and I kick up and I go on, it's like a gun sound. Me can't see, no matter how me try to do it.
That's your life. Me take it easy cause me not pay that no mind. Two, two, no, no, no.